The question was asked, can we logically understand that Hashem is infinite? So what that question really entails is, can I understand something that is not within my frame of logic? If I boil down the question, we don't understand within our frame of logic what it means to be infinite. So can I conceptualize something which is not within my perception? I don't know what it means to have existed before I was born, after I was born. I understand the theory. I don't know what eternity is. I don't know what infinite is. But I also don't know what a Google is. A Google is one with how many zeros? 100 zeros? Right? I don't know what a Google is. I don't know what a Google Candies is. But I can conceptualize what a Google minus one is, even though I don't see it. So that means I can understand certain things that I can't see. I can conceptualize, but that's so long as I'm conceptualizing within a system that I'm familiar with. Because I understand what 10 minus 1 is, I can also understand what a Google minus 1 is. Because it's within my system, it's within my realm. Even though I've never seen a Google of separate objects, but that I understand. When we speak about Hashem being infinite, so then we don't understand what it means to be infinite, to never have been created. But we can attain at a logical understanding that Hashem is infinite. And I'll explain to some degree. I understand to some degree. Man is born for man, is born for man, is born for man. It was always that way. What do you mean it was always that way? Where did it all start? No, it was always that way. What do you mean it was always that way? Where's the beginning? You're talking philosophy. Wait, I'm not talking philosophy. I'm trying to understand. So you're talking philosophy. You're trying to understand philosophically. There has to have been a beginning. No, there doesn't. What do you mean there doesn't? What does that mean? There doesn't have to be a beginning. Okay, so there has to be a beginning. But how could there be a beginning? We'll ask, where did that beginning come from? So let's go back. The man always came from man. No. We're going to say that there is something which does not work with the framework that I know. Our first definition of God is that which is not within my framework, that which is not created by something else. That's my first definition of God. But I don't understand them. Right, that's what we just said. We're looking for something which we don't understand. By definition, he is beyond what we understand. What I understand is man came from man. And that leads me to a question mark. Where did man come from? It leads me to a question mark. That question mark says there's something beyond my understanding. There's something that did not need to be created. So that something, that question mark, that something which is not within my framework of understanding of what I'm familiar with, that's my first definition of God. Now, you can challenge and say, that doesn't mean he's infinite. And I'll say, that's already philosophy. Meaning, I would say that if we're going to say there is something which was never created, then that means it's infinite, that it always was. We don't understand it. Right, that's what we said. We're looking for something which is beyond what we understand, because what we understand comes from something else, right? So in that sense, we can understand that Hashem infinitely was in the past. Now, from there to say he infinitely will be is not so far. You'll tell me, what taste is Hashem? Is he mint? Is he chocolate? Is he vanilla? What does that mean? He doesn't have a flavor? Well, how do you know? The answer is, I don't know. You're right, I don't know. So how do you know whether he's infinite or he's not infinite? Right? So what I have to say is, I don't know a lot, right? There's a lot that I don't know. But there's a certain amount that I do know, that I can deduce logically. To say a leap of faith makes it sound like there's no logical way to get there. And that's where I'm steering away from. I can logically understand that my definition of God includes the idea that he infinitely was, by definition, by logic. We don't understand how something could infinitely have been. That's true. But we said, I can understand that something exists even though I can't understand how it exists. So that's why I don't think I would say it's a leap of faith to say Hashem infinitely was. I can say, I don't understand him. I don't understand how that can be. That's true, I don't. But that doesn't mean I can't understand that it is so. Those are two different things. So in that sense, I think we can say that it's not a leap of faith. But what we just discussed in 20 minutes requires a lot of thought.